Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Dropo moves to third. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dropo scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newhouser for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. There goes Boone trying to get to second. Niemann throws the ball into Friend who relays the ball to Keane who tags Boone for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dropeau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dropeau reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing is walked intentionally. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan scores. Dropeau moves to third. Delsing moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Newhouser moves to second. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Batts is walked intentionally. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Hal Erickson now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo moves to third. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Wynn's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Dropo scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Singh moves to second. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Owen Friend. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Pretty now playing second base. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Dale Mitchell. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is hit by the pitch. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Bill White now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Bill White. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland M. Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.